Born in L.A., 1954. Child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man. The land, it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny D, show got to go on. Johnny D, rich man music and more. Johnny D, come on man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny D, Johnny D wants to talk to you right now. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Johnny D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch. Got to have this number. You got to call in. Open your ears to the music. It's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, become his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D.
Show Donnie D's Soul Sundays here on Blog Talk Radio. Our number is 646-595-3338. And we're brought to you tonight by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys. Also from Crack 2, number 2, Christ, part 1. And they are on Amazon, Ex Libris, and Barnes & Noble's books. Pick up a copy of both of those. Tonight, my guest will be the No Jack Project with the new song, Searching for a Star. And as we're searching I'm going this way with the Young Arts.
Oh, God.
sounds of fantastic. Young Hearts out of Los Angeles, California. Let's get into the Wicked Picket. Wilson Picket. Engine number 9.
Back on time. Move on, move on.
All right, y'all, brothers and people, from a guest here on Johnny D's Soul Sundays, we're going to have to get them back real soon. Let me find something cool right here from back in the day. Let's go something like this. The soulful stylings of the one and only Whispers.
In every way, you're part of me. All I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of make-believe.
Come into my dream.
This is my fantasy. How I wish you were here with me.
Double play. Play of the Whispers. Hey, you know June is Black Music Month, and this is celebrate the days we have left in this month. And, you know, to those people that enjoy the new holiday, I'm not going to say too much about it, but, you know, go on and enjoy. But you need to think about these voting rights. You might want to think all the voter suppression is going down right now. You know, how about some reparations? I don't need no damn holiday. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Don't need it. Don't need it.
The question is, who am I to be hated so much that is accepted by the world as such? Beautiful black queen means I'm a commodity for the world and every living being. Babblers with the most says that I'm the target and its host. Who am I to love you so deeply, follow you around and worship you completely, for you to leave me in the dust just to get away swiftly? Got me thinking, what I do for this to see peace? Who am I to birth you with all the love that God makes? Feed you and your daddy with the breast milk that it takes? For you to walk away from the love so the line breaks? I said, who am I to want a strong, smooth foundation, one to build on generation to generation.
The mitochondrion which God created. The powerhouse of the cell that cannot be debated. That's who I am. Given to you and translated. The answer.
Out of Natalie Gold. Yeah. It's always a ghost sometimes. Hear it? It's a ghost in the studio. But anyway, it is time for the No Jack Project. I got Leroy and Rob with me. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? You hear me?
What's going on? Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there, brother.
Same to you, sir. Right.
Amen.
Thank you, man. Amen.
Thank you. Now, you know, my phone number is 646-595-3338 for those out there. They like to say, what's happening to my fellas? Been here before. And, you know, we got some new music. And when you guys going to tell us about this new song?
Oh, it's I love it. I love it personally. It's one of my favorites. It's nice. It's really nice. Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, you know, we've been checking it out. We've been checking out. I love that graphic, too. Searching for stuff. Who came up with that?
That was Rob.
That's a work of art right there, man. I love it. Well, let's stop talking about searching for a star. And let's search for a star right now. We got two stars on living right now, Rob and Leroy. But let's go this way. They talk about another kind of star.
So incredible, so special, you are. Now hear you on.
And they were searching for a star in the fantastic soulful stylings of the No Jack Project. Ladies and gentlemen, I got the No Jack Project right here with me, right here in the studio, virtually, digitally, any kind of way you want it to be. Who gonna tell me about that song?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what had happened. Rob gave me a call, said, "Hey, Lee, I think I got something here. And come on over and check it out and see what you think." And I went over to Rob's house, and he had it just about mapped out. He had the tracks down, and he was playing with it and fooling around with it. And he said, "Let's put the No Jack on it." So that's what we did. We put the No Jack on it, and oh, my God. I'll put his foot in
put
that one.
No Jack put his foot in on it, baby.
Yes, we put the No Jack on it, and I'm telling you, that is some song. I love it. I love the song. But
yeah,
Rob had it mapped out.
Yeah, well, Rob, do you have your own studio at all?
I have a music room where I have my my sequencer set up, and you know that's where I do my basic writing and you know putting the parts together. And then we, you know, of course, take it to the studio and really polish it up and you know clean it up.
I got you. I got you. You know, I'm sitting at home right now myself. Yeah, my studio right here. But okay, now what was, you know, you called Leroy up. You said, "Man, I think I got something." So what brought that to your head, man? Searching for a star. I'm searching for an answer. Give me something.
Well, you know, we were still enjoying the attention and just the enjoyment that people got from "Can I Get a Minute?" And then we were, like, locked up because of COVID, and it just made me melancholy a little bit. And I was in my head, I was thinking, you know, there's so many people out there, men and women, who they are looking for that special someone, but at the end of the day, maybe that person is right already in their sphere. They're right there behind them. And so that's how I came up with the lyrics with the help of the Lord. And you know, we just want to tell
Amen.
A story again, you know, so that pretty much was it.
Yeah, you guys, I like the phrase, put the No Jack on it.
Yeah. We be doing that No Jack thing. Yeah, that's we try to make a signature out of that No Jack feel, that tone.
That's your brand. Right. That's your brand, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's your brand right there.
Right. You know, Franklin, I told Lee just the other day, I said, "Lee, he just nailed his vocals. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's not a note out of place. It's just powerful. And, you know, we just hope we connect with our listeners and fans because we did try to put the No Jack on this one, bro."
Well, you didn't try, you did. You got all my support as usual. Let me go to the telephone. I think this is somebody who knows you.
Okay.
L.A. 323, would it be?
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hello.
Leroy, Rob.
How you doing,
Phil? This is Camille.
Hey, Camille. How you
Camille.
Doing?
Hey, Camille.
I'm doing okay. I just want to say, love the song, different flavor from Can I Get a Minute, but just as powerful. Just as powerful.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
Right, thank you, Camille.
And I want to wish. Oh, you're welcome. And I want to wish you both a happy Father's Day.
Right.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
And keep the music coming, because I'm enjoying it all.
Wow.
Thank you,
right.
Thank you, Camille.
And you know, Camille,
you're welcome.
One of the things that me and Lee wanted to do with No Jack is to bring a variety of sounds from, you know, from us. So everything won't necessarily sound the same, but we promise to give you the best we have to give, and we promise to put that No Jack on every single tune, God willing.
And that's what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
Have a good evening.
All right, all right. Well, you know, it's like this. You got to be versatile. You know, when the, you know, you have your upbeat tunes, you have your ballads, and you mix them up on your LP, your CD, whatever you're going to do, and you mix it up, you know, and that's what you seem like you fellas are doing. Now, she had mentioned, no, it was, she had mentioned, and I think Leroy or Rob mentioned, can I get a minute? Let's take a couple minutes of that to, you know, let's get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. That big hit from last year, still driving. No jazz project. Can I get it from the girl? Can I get it? Can I get it?
Yo, Rob.
Yo, what's up, brother, man?
I think we lucked up on this one, brother.
Yep, yep, yep. It looks like it's about to be a party up in here.
Yeah, old house party, like back up in the day.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, you remember them?
Man, I sure do.
Oh, look at all these sweet, sweet, fine-looking ladies up against the wall here. Woo! Yeah, I think I'm gonna go over there and talk to that lady over there. And you know what I'm gonna say?
What you gonna say, brother, man?
I'm gonna say this to her. Check it out.
I see you standing there, like you really don't care, not a word. Free it all. I wanna step to you, grab your hand and take you to my world. So very soft and shy, I can't get you off my mind, got a thing. Up your time, I wanna make you mine. Can I get a minute of your time? Can I get a minute to make you mine? Can I get a minute? Yeah, baby, cause you're divine. Defensive girl, know my intentions, and you will change your mind. Just let me know you now, I wanna teach you how good intentions can be. You think what's going on, maybe I'm too strong, I got a thing, for you girl. Lady, all I need is time. Can I get a minute of your time to take you to the limit, to make you mine? Can I get a minute, yeah, lady, 'cause you're so fine.
And you know my listeners out there around the world know that guy. And you know No Jack. And when they say, we're putting a No Jack down on it. As I was sitting there listening to the song, I was visualizing you guys coming out on stage out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. I was visualizing that during the song.
Oh, man. You know? That would be great. That would be awesome.
Let this be your year to do some traveling, you know.
Okay. That's right.
Let this be your year. Claim it. Well, you wouldn't have to try. You would turn it out. I'm serious, man. Yeah. I already know. You know. So what's going on? You know, I know you got to put a CD together before you hit that road. So are you working on more material? And if so, what? Give us a little hint of what you're working on.
Well, right now we're a little idle, but we're going to start working very, very soon, like probably this week. Rob got some things going on over there, and I'm going to go over there, and we're going to start working on some other stuff.
Yeah, while you're on a roll, you're putting out stuff like Searching for a Star. you know, you got a groove going now, man. Don't just run on through 8 more, 9 more songs, 5 more songs, whatever, and get a package ready, and, you know, just get ready to, you know, you get a package ready like that and get an EP, what do they call that, an EP something, I forgot, but it's a visual, it's a visual of you guys on stage doing your thing, and it's like a resume on video, and that's what all the managers are taking right now. You know what the name of that is?
Right, right. I know what you mean. Well, just this past week we reached out to some folks who do video, and so Lee and I will be following up with that this week. And like you said, we hope to get together. And we talked about doing some funk, so I kind of put together a little funk kind of tune. So need to work with Lee to make sure he likes it, and, you know, go from there, basically.
Take it to the limit, brother. Mix it on up, man. Even throw some reggae in there, whatever you can do, man. Throw some.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's it, for sure. For
sure. Get a reggae beat and sing on top of that, man, you know. You guys can do it. Well, listen, fellas, it's been fun. We got to run as we go out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new sound from No Jack Project. And, you know, I love that cover, man. They're looking up at this fine woman, a star upside the moon, man. Searching for a star. I know what you're talking about, them superstars. Come out here, we'll find some.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do believe that you're starting to see. Honey, I love you. Honey, I love you. I can't believe my eyes. You're starting to realize,
yeah, baby,
that you're falling, 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 falling for me. No matter how far life takes me, I want you right there by my side. Baby, I know with true love we can make it. Baby, we can make it. Yeah. I was searching. So incredible, so special, you are.
guest tonight. The new Jazz Project, Leroy Rob, they do a great job. You're looking for great things from me. You can listen to these songs here on my show. Oh, matter of fact, where can we pick up Searching for a Star?
All right, but first of all, Franklin, you know we appreciate you, and you make Leroy and I feel like family.
You're my brother.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Yeah. Right, Lee?
That's right. We thank you so much. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Franklin.
Okay, where can we pick this music up? Is it available on streams?
Oh, right. It's available on almost all the major streaming platforms, including Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, KKBOX, Pandora, Stadium.
Oh,
it's everywhere.
I'm gonna go snatch it off of Apple Music so I can play it in the car. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Go out and download.
That's it, folks.
If our fans will go out on YouTube and just support us there, the comments are turned off. We're trying to figure out how to turn them back on. It seems like it takes an act of Congress to get them turned back on. But anyway, we appreciate the support on YouTube and your support, of course, Franklin.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt, Franklin, mm-hmm. you're godsend.
Man, you know, you guys are family here, like you said. So, you know, anything you got, I'm here to support you and put it out there. And you guys got a website?
We're working on the website right now. We hope to have our Instagram up and running probably in the next week or so. You know, we're a little bit older, so we may not be as computer savvy. I'm just being honest with you.
Well, that's me too. You know, actually, if you get your Instagram and your Facebook page up, you don't need a website to be truthful, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, because that does everything right there for you.
Right, and we're definitely active on Facebook, both on Lee's personal page and mine, and then we have a No Jack page as well. But it's a really good point, you know. Obviously.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said a moment or two ago, it's been fun. Donnie D, run. And we'll talk to you soon, brothers.
Okay, shout out to Mo Jones and Camille.
All right.
Wait a minute. Oh, Mo Jones.
Hey.
What's up, Mo?
What's happening?
You got it, brother.
You staying quiet in the back there. What's going on, Mr. Mo?
Man, I'm out here just bobbing and weaving, staying out of trouble. Happy Father's Day to y'all.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, Lord, man.
And Camille,
Funny man, Mo Jones is back.
Interview.
Hey, you guys.
Awesome.
Well, speaking of interviews, I want Robin and Leroy to go to Behind the Curtains on Facebook or Donnie D's Soul Sundays on YouTube and look for, and you'll see a TV show interview with Mo Jones. He flew down from up north,
really?
Came down here to L.A. We shot the TV show. So if you can't find it, hit me up and I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. Yeah, look it up. If you can't, I'll send it to you.
Well, you know, Mo, I'm not just saying this. Leroy and I have, we've talked about it sometimes. Man, we would love to open one of his comedy shows. I'm just telling you.
Hey.
Well, I should open up one of y'all shows. We need to talk. That's all. We need to collaborate.
We'll work it out.
That means I got to give Johnny D some more money. Jesus.
Amen. I'm still waiting for that first check.
We'll look for that. If you'll send that to us, Franklin, and it goes without saying, if we can support you even more from this end, You just got to let us know or just ask, really.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Well, as we get ready to delegate on out here and delegate the delegation, and I just want to say to the Congress. All right. We're sending a letter to President and to the Congress. We need more than a holiday. You know, holidays cool. But we need some reparations. We need some voting rights. We need some voting rights. Our votes are under attack right now. Some 43 states attacking our vote. You know, I don't need a holiday. I need these bills to pass. These. Let me shut up. I'll talk to you all later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
To the delegation. Ladies and gentlemen, let's open up to the family right now. Let's start with Camille. How you doing, Camille?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Got a little upset stomach, but I'm doing all right. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Glad you could make it with us. Let's go to Brother Louis.
How are you, Franklin? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And let's go to Mo Jones.
What's happening? How you doing, man? Happy Father's Day.
And to you, too. I see that you about to hit the stage with Is it Shane. Who you hit the stage with? Tell us about it.
Yeah, we hit this guy. I just got booked in Kansas City with Shane. He just did his Netflix special, and he worked with me just recently. And he has, like, 6 or 7 dates he wants me to do in between the dates that I'm working on right now. So it's going to go down, brother. It's going to go down.
I'm glad to see you.
Miss Camille. Oh, I didn't ask supposed to call her, Miss Camille. Hi, Camille. I hope your stomach feels better.
Thank you. Hi, Mo. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Louie.
Thank you. Well, yeah. I'm not a dad, but thank you. But I am a godfather of two.
That's close enough. Happy Father's Day.
That's close
and
enough.
Thank you.
Happy
thank you,
Father.
Camille.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Well,
yes.
This is where we're going to go this way with the sound of OJ. Let's talk to Mr. Lowe.
Hello. Not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership. Top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. T-funk.
Yeah. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sunroof top. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
You know, I had to cut in into that. Yeah, I got this air conditioning rolling up in here, and I got to remember to turn it off before I turn the mic back on. Anyway, as you know, Parliament Funkadelic, half of that band was James Brown's band at first. And let's party a little bit and go back to telephones after this. Well, Father's Day, Papa don't take no mess.
I'm a dad.
Right, Papa don't take no mess. I know, Daddy's girl. She, you know. How you doing, Daddy's girl? Your stomach feeling better?
Yes, a little better. I'm drinking some ginger tea. Well, yeah, I'm drinking some ginger tea.
Okay, there you go. Ginger tea, a little bit of lemon, you know.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Yeah,
you haven't eaten
today,
have you?
No.
Good.
Crackers.
Okay, well.
Crackers.
Okay, well, I won't ask you that question.
Thank you.
Brother Louie.
Yes.
What you had to eat today?
Let's see. Where do I begin? We had pasta. We had chicken. We had sausage. We had cheeseburgers. We had hot dogs. We had a whole. We had a whole bit.
The smorgasbord, huh?
A smorgasbord. Well, it was a barbecue.
Okay. No pasta meatballs and lemon and iced tea today. All right. Oh boy. Let's go to Mo Jones.
What's going on, man? My wife took me out to eat, and I had, it's called the Tour Italy, had pasta, it had all kind of stuff, and I was feeling like Brother Louie today. So I had it for you today, brother.
You black Italian. You the black Italian, man?
Yes. Absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, down at Venice Beach about 20 years, 30 years ago, you know how Venice Beach is, for those who've been there, and all the stands and food and all the
people. I think
people.
I passed by it.
Yeah, well, you got to hit the boardwalk. And they used to have a guy called the Black Italian, and he sold Italian sausage sandwiches with all kinds of onions. And, oh, man, them things was great. There was a tall black brother. He called himself a big sign that said the Black Italian. I'll never forget that guy.
Mm.
And his sandwiches, they were the bomb. And, you know. Well, my daughter.
Delicious.
Yes, Camille, ask me what did I have.
Huh? What did you
ask
have?
Me what did I have?
What did you have for dinner, Franklin?
Yeah,
well, Natalie and Nicole had some food delivered here for me because I wasn't leaving. They ordered me some Mexican food from, can't think of the name of that place here in Pasadena that's pretty popular. And I had some enchiladas, rice meat. No, not El Torito. It's another place. Keep, you know, I know you know. But, and a taco with those enchiladas, rice, and beans, man. Whew. I'm going to be eating me some Tums in a little bit. You know? Let's go.
You're going to need a toilet. Boom, boom,
ba-doo-doo. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sitting on it now. Ow!
We are good, but we are fine.
makes me laugh. Cause your eyes, they light the night, they look right through me. La 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 la. You bashful boy, you're hiding something sweet, please give it to me, yeah, to me. Oh, oh, talk to me some more. You don't have to go, you're the poetry man, you make me. La la la. When I am with you, I have a giggling teenage crush, and now a sultry man, yeah, a sultry man. Whoa, oh, talk to me some more. You don't have to go, 'cause you're the poetry man. You make things up.
Anybody know who that was? Brother Louie, who was that?
Was her name Phoebe Snow?
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Mm-hmm. 1970,
1974. So, yeah, that's what I listened to, you, man. See, that's how Brother Louie first came to the show. He knew the music, knew the dates, the minutes, the hours. They were recorded. I was like, man, this dude, I see. He knew it all, and I was like, man, this dude knows this soul music and all kinds of genres, but he knew this soul music better than some of these soul brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I'm not that young either, that. You know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I've been around, you know, because, I mean, I like a lot of 60s and 70s soul music. I mean, that was, you know, part of my youth as well as, you know, some of the other stuff.
Yeah, well, you might have grew up on some of this.
Menasquez, a music superstar. He's won 7 Grammys and an Oscar. He's here to launch his Musicology tour. He'll be performing his hits live for the very last time. Please welcome Prince.
Party on that, Camille. Get up.
Heard about the party now. It's the Harlem. Prince gonna be there. But you got to call him. Feeling the soldiers. Need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind.
I was told that I would have a celebrity in the house tonight. Let me see if this is 626.
Hello.
Who do you have on the 626?
Hello, this is the president of America, Donald J. Trump.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not the president anymore.
Excuse me, sir. I am the president. I was the former president of America. Okay. You know, I just want to come wish you by, you know, a happy Father's Day, even though you probably don't know your dad like most blacks do.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's
not go there.
Look, it's kind of funny to me, you know, the Juneteenth thing. It's very funny, you know. You know, there's a day for the blacks. you know, before, before Father's Day. It's pretty funny. I just think it was real funny, you know.
Listen. I know you think that it was stolen from you, the election.
It was stolen.
The only thing stolen from you is going to jail.
I'm not going to jail. I just came here to wish you a happy Father's Day, even though you probably don't know your dad or whatever, you know, which is fine. It's cool with me. I love my Father's Day. My daughter looks up to me. I love my Father's Day.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, fool. Did anybody, well... I was going to ask if there was any of your fans on the line. It might be one. But most of my listeners don't like you.
Well, it's
you get that?
They can hate on greatness. You know, people don't like Tom Brady.
And no, I don't like Tom Brady either.
He's a great guy.
Well,
I know that guy. He's real cool. He's my guy. If I had a son, he would be Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, I forgot I do have a son. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me hold up just a minute. Let me send Ben Cosby, see if he can get a call out from the Penn State. He says, I don't understand. How can you give him a pardon? How can you give Bill Cosby a pardon?
Because Bill Cosby, he didn't want to take the rape class, okay? He was supposed to take the class for rape. He's a rapist.
I
do the
like
same
yourself.
Tactics too.
Like
I
you.
Never, you know, what?
Hold on, Donald J. Trump. Excuse me, sir. Bill, are you there? Bill, Cosby.
Yes, I am here. In the state penitentiary. With Joaquin and Raekwon and Ray Ray in them, currently drinking the prison wine.
Drinking the prison wine.
Currently
so that's the stuff.
Drinking the prison
which you're
wine.
Which you making
and
the out of
the
toilet. Okay.
But you see, people still talking about Bill because Bill don't want to take the rape class. I am not the rapist. I'm America's dad. Dad.
I agree.
Rape.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
They got it twisted. I think you should become. Let me ask you this question. Hey, somebody was saying that your sight is messed up. Is that true?
What sight?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The website. Is the young people talking about the website?
No, the young people are talking about the eyesight.
What, Bill?
Oh, yes. It's unfortunately, Bill, you know, had some terrible sight. You know, Hernandez got into a stabbing fight for two packs of cigarettes with my boy.
Yeah. Okay,
Ray,
Bill.
Ray.
Bill, wait a minute. Brother Louie, you have anything you'd like to ask Bill Cosby while we got him here?
Yeah, what does Theo think about all this?
What is what?
Theo, the one who played Malcolm Jamal Warner, the one who played your son.
Oh, man. I don't know, man, you know. I talked to Theo. I talked to Raven. I talked to Claire. I talked to all my young Cosby kids except that son of a bitch, Kenan Thompson. I gave that fat...
He don't count.
Ass. The first movie, his fat ass has been, and he...
Watch your language.
He chose to make fun of Bill. So, I feel kind of hurt from it. You know, I saw OJ. He talked about how Bill needs to go to the classes.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Bill. I don't want to get the juice on the line. But, Camille, you got anything you want to say to this? I mean, to Bill Cosby.
How you doing, sir? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, my son. Happy Father's Day to you. I hope you're with the kiddies watching the Cosby Show.
See, that's what your problem is. Camille is a woman. You know what?
You messed me off now.
You done messed up. Camille's a woman. You said son. You know, you got too much sun in your eyes. You and that number 40 fake. I feel that his mama could have swallowed him, but that's another story. We ain't gonna leave that alone. But anyway.
You know what, son? I can't wait to get out. I can't wait.
When do you get out?
You're gonna be slow-bodied. You won't say that to my face, son. All these years in prison made me into the animal.
So are you threatening Mo Jones?
Yes, because I got some peoples outside of the prison that can do something to you. See, I'm tired of being in the public talking that trash to me.
No.
I got a big tattoo
saying
Thug Life.
You just crazy because you just messed around here and called my friend, my Conrad, on this phone.
Wow.
She's a close friend to me, and you just call her a dude. Cut it out.
And my name
could have worked. They're
going to
call me
his wife.
Okay, well,
yeah.
You sound like
Camille. It's Camille.
Okay, well,
you don't know Camille.
I say that to everyone. I say, hello, son. Hello, young people. How's it shaking, bacon?
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute.
I say, hello, mother. Hello,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me push this button here. Let me hit the way, way back machine. And let's go way, way back to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad!
Yeah. It's Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad, wake up.
Yeah, it's Mike Tyson. How you doing? You know, how you doing?
Oh, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
You know, I love fighting.
You did a prison time too, didn't you?
I did prison, you know. I did prison. It sucked. I love Father's Day. You know why? Because I get to go around Robin's son. I get to go around Robin's son and talk bad about him. Talk bad about his mother. Yes.
Why do you want to talk about Robin Givens?
Because she played you. She took advantage of you, man. She took advantage of me. Yes, she did. You know, she took
Don King took advantage of you.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I can't
wait to strangle him.
I'm going to strangle him and push his I'm going to punch him really hard in the face. I'm going to break his jaw. And I'm going to step on his eyeball. I don't even like that guy, Don King. He looked like one of those, you know, civil rights leaders that never went anywhere. Don King. I like Don King, you know.
Yeah.
I like Robin. I like, you know, I just want to say Happy Father's Day, you know, Robin's son. I couldn't kiss your mother. Everybody did.
Hey, oh boy. Mike, do you have any children
yeah.
of your own?
Yes.
And some people say you was a little sweet. Some people say you're a little sweet. Do you have any children of your own?
Okay. All because I love pigeons. I love pigeons. The pigeons, they're beautiful animals. They can fly. They're soft. They have beautiful feathers. I harvest pigeons. Pigeons is beautiful.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, Mike.
I'm not to say a big word that I can't pronounce. It's exquisite to look at.
The what?
It's exquisite.
Exquisite.
Yes, I just learned that.
Okay.
I read a book, you know. It's beautiful.
You know, I was watching YouTube today, and I saw where you and Stone Cold Steve Austin, he's about to whoop your ass, man. What happened?
First of all, Stone Cold said be lucky I wasn't on cocaine that night, or if I would have ripped him to shreds,
that Eggman looking fool.
You looked a little intimidated by Stone Cold.
I didn't look intimidated. I would have beat his ear off. You know what's up. I'll bite his nose.
Okay, before we have to go, Mike, is any fights coming up soon? Before, not the fight from the taxes, from the IRS, but I mean any real fights coming up?
You know, I'm gonna fight Holyfield sometime around this summer. It's gonna be good, you know, cause I'm gonna fight.
Okay.
I'm gonna bite his ear off again, cause he deserves it.
Okay.
You know, everybody said, Holyfield's a good boxer, isn't you, Mike? No, he's not. He's old. He's overweighted. He's not in my pinnacle. He's not in my league, you know. And then I'm gonna fight that that bougie new Negro Lennox Lewis.
Uh-huh. The one from England.
Yeah.
The one from England. That's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother,
yeah.
Frank Lewis. That's my brother, Lennox Lewis.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a boot in his behind.
Okay. You try that.
Walk after I'm done with him.
Well, let me tell you this, Mike. Somebody just sent in a song, and hey, thanks for calling in, all of you assholes. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's been my man, Mr. I should call you Mrs. Darren Miles. How you doing, Darren?
Yo, who are you talking about? It's Jay. Jay-Z. Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to hear from Jay-Z, okay? Okay, 2 minutes. Jay-Z, what's up?
Yeah, you know, it's been doing good. You know, just sacrifice another Negro to the Illuminati. You know, we got to make money. You know, our sinful lords demand more music from us. So, another day in the office,
What's up with Kanye? Tell me what's up with Kanye.
Yeah, he's on crack. Well, he's not on crack. I just want to make him look crazy. He's crack. He's smoked out. You know, he's garbage. It's all right. The Illuminati will take care of him soon. He's garbage. He wouldn't talk about
he's garbage.
Jay don't like me. Jay don't believe in me. We were brothers, Jay. I don't know that Negro. Like he's drinking Flint, Michigan water.
Oh, this is for you. This is for you. You going back to God, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, my man. A young man that I've worked with for many years is Mr. Darren Miles. Keep up the good work, Darren.
Will do.
All right. Peace, all right.
Brother. Wow. Down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Darren Miles has been through a lot of things in his lifetime, and I worked with him in Pasadena schools, and I won't give up his diagnoses, but he's a great kid, and his comedy was one of the things that kind of saved him from temper tantrums. I mean, he'd be in school, somebody would be mad, he'd pick up a trash can and throw it. I'm serious. So, he's holding down a job, and he's doing his little comedy thing, which I give my opportunity to do. And so I'm just kind of proud of the kid, knowing from where he came. When I first started working with him, he was in the fifth grade. And he kicked me. And one night, out on the playground, I tried to kick me dead in my shins. I want to snatch him by his little peanut head. But I worked all the way up to with him up until his graduating day from Pasadena High School. But anyway, I just want to throw that in. Everybody's ready, but I'm ready. It's ready for you. Oh, wait a minute. Camille, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What makes you feel like doing stuff like that? That was just like what? I knew that was coming. Stuff like this right here. And you had your pit bull, Mo Jones, ready to chew him up. Don't you dare come and call it there, no son, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you guys who this is. Who do you think I should play on my show? I don't play, but
Chicago and
you tell me what you think.
John Juan and them. This is for y'all. Remix.
And I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight.
Yeah, it helps.
Brother Louis, who is that?
I'm muted.
Brother Louis, who is that?
That one I can't figure out.
Whoa. Camille, do you know who that is?
What did I tell you?
But I tell you, tell me that to be nothing. You should know this cat. Mo Jones, who is that?
That's Aura Kelly.
Aura. That's Aura, right?
Aura.
Aura Kelly. It's a rule that you don't play Aura Kelly. And I'm not gonna, and that's all I'm playing of him because it is
wow.
Father's Day. You know, I ain't trying to get deep, but, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are you doing on a Sunday night? Would you want to grab that loved one and hold him real tight? Join me at Dolly D Soul Sundays Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Tell a friend, tell a kid to join on in. See ya Sunday nights, 6 p.m.
made you mean. Ooh, wealthy with your love. That's why I wanna testify.
Sounds of radio. And back in those days, Ray Parker Jr. wasn't doing all of the vocals. You know, and then Ray jumped in and everything just basically changed. You know, Brother Louie coming up with sports at 8:30 this evening.
I'll be there.
I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stick around tonight because I got a meeting. I got to meet her real quick. This one right here. Decided not to stay. I didn't have enough money, moolah, for her, cause I don't pay for nothing. Hey, Brother Louie, I know it's not sports, but I just walked into the back room and TV's on. And is that Olympic trials?
Yes.
Oh, cause he just had a brother running the 400 from Pasadena, my hometown, baby.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, let
so
me
that's
tell
Tokyo, correct?
Week.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Tokyo. But be careful,
okay,
I hear Godzilla's in town, so we gotta be careful. Oh. Godzilla.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. I got a question for you.
Running,
okay.
Running around the torch about to be lit, like, uh-oh, I thought I saw a monster here.
I seen one on Crenshaw Boulevard, Godzilla, the other day. But anyway, it's Los Angeles.
Remember, I need to
tell you. I seen one on Avalon, too, 84th. In Avalon.
Oh, wow.
He's throwing up the gang sign. But A4.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, boy.
Mo Jones, who is your favorite monster?
For 4 years on this show.
I know. Oh, boy. Mo, your favorite monster?
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Okay.
Of
one
course,
for Godzilla. Okay. One for Godzilla. Camille, who's yours?
King Kong.
Oh.
King Kong. The ladies love King Kong. King Kong. Okay. Brother Louis, who's yours?
I'm gonna go with Kong.
You're gonna go with Kong.
I'm gonna go
okay.
with Kong.
I thought you were gonna say Thundercat.
That was my brother's favorite.
Astro Boy. Gigantor.
No, don't go there.
Okay, you know
my
favorite. Okay. Frank Lewis, who is your favorite? Oh, me. My favorite was the creature from the Black Lagoon. Man, that
whoa,
sucker scared
you took
that.
Me back. Dang.
That goes deep. That's deep.
The creature from the Black Lagoon. Man, I used to be scared watching that movie. Okay, now we're talking about movies. Does anybody remember, I know y'all, maybe Camille might get this one. It was a movie called The Beast with Five Fingers. No? It was this hand walking around like Cousin It. Not like
the
Cousin
hand
It, like
walks around by itself.
Yeah, choking people and shit.
Wow.
Crawling around on
yeah.
the wait a minute.
I wonder if he's related to the hand to
Adam's family.
Adam's family. Yeah.
That was his son.
Yeah, right.
That
exactly.
was his son. That was his
okay.
son. Yeah. Now, does anybody remember the original,
I don't
the OG,
know.
House on Haunted Hill?
Oh,
yes,
God,
I
yeah.
do.
That
oh,
that was some
yeah.
House on Haunted
yeah.
Hill.
Wow.
Now,
wait a minute. I got a movie for you. I got one
go
for
ahead.
You. And I got it in my collection. Remember Blackula?
Oh, yeah. Show you right.
Yeah.
William Marshall. William Marshall played
yes,
him.
Yes, sir.
Blackula.
Wow.
And you know what? He said he made that movie
what?
with $9,000. $9,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he said back then, I mean, that was still a little bit of money, but. Yeah,
yeah that was some money back then.
Well, have you seen Leprechaun from the Hood?
Yeah.
That was my cousin.
Yeah, he kind of looked like you a little bit. I seen
does.
The resemblance.
Yeah.
My musical flute, I'm going to get you. Smoke some of these. They got him high in the movie.
Yeah.
And then he took it as a man or a woman in a room, and you know what he did to him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my leprechaun in the hood.
Oh.
But anyway, that was a trip in those monster movies, man. Those were, those. You know, they got a dude on, comes on right now on MeTV, Svengoolie.
Oh, yeah.
Svengoolie. Yeah, Svengoolie plays B movies because they're B movies, you
right.
know. But
some of them are C movies.
Some of them are C
some
movies.
Of them are
right.
F.
That's right, because they whack.
They wacky whack. Don't say whack unless you got some. Now, you all know I'm from crack to crash, and you're talking about whack whack? Was a genius of Roy Ayers. Let's get into the group from Los Angeles, better known as the Silvers.
Thank you. There won't be no duds here. Rappers play the drum. Kinda on the face tip, but when they hear the jam, jam, they be on the dills, Nick. Now I'm not for a rock, rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim, Grim. I could tell a better one. All about a kid, kid who couldn't rap and didn't run. Stands on the side with the mic and getting them. Resort to begging Billy, Billy, asking could he have some. No, never ever, ever. Go back and try again, man. If you come back, back, I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good, good. It brings out the vital parts, the abstract, poetic, edit, majors in recital art. Do it for the kids, kids, the elders and the...
Take it away, Brother Louis.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Franklin. Well, I see it, but I still don't believe it. As well, congratulations to your Clippers as they upset the Utah Jazz last night. On Friday, I should say. After, yes. And they did it the hard way because the Clippers came down back in 25 points in that victory on Friday night to take the series, and I'm still in shock over it. For a team that surrendered 3-1 to the Nuggets last season, this one felt even worse. That said by Donovan Mitchell, it hurts more because we were up again and we lost again. This will eat me alive. Those are his thoughts, not mine. The two-time All-Star missed the last 16 games after he sprained his ankle in mid-April, but returned in Game 2 to Memphis. But once again, the number one seeded team in the conference is out. So now the Clippers are facing the Phoenix Suns, but that might be a little more difficult road to climb, especially after today, because the Suns did beat the Clippers. I'm sorry. That's what I can say. If you make you feel any better, I felt just as bad as you did because my Nets last night lost in a thrower, of course. But this, for those of you who saw the game, you know, KD, you know, thought he tied it up with a three-pointer, but it found out that he took a half step inch just inside the three-point line and missed it. And we tell the game to go to overtime, and we ended up losing the game 115-111, excuse me. So what we thought was going to be a win for us, and maybe we were going to take on Atlanta or Philadelphia, not to happen. The thing is that Steve Nash said that, the loss to the Bucks just had too many obstacles to overcome in Game 7 after defying odds of hamstrings, ankle sprains, and just ran out of gas.
Irving on the sideline
was in street clothes, although James Harden played the entire game, and doing so on a bad leg, as Nash put it.
Oh, boy.
He fell through a tough hamstring injury, and that required his right leg to be taped up. Despite all this, Nash said that the Nets had hope. Nash said, I really thought we could have won, and clearly I think we proved that we could. Amen to that. The game would have gone either way. You always know there's a chance anything can happen, but I think at the end there were just too many obstacles to overcome, and probably right, especially since nobody thought they were going to win Game 5 after they were down by double digits heading into the fourth quarter. But the Nets were making their shots and, you know, trying to catch up, and they won Game 5. But Game 6, we were just completely awful. And Game 7, well, back and forth we went, but in the end, we got caught. I still think, though, we got robbed. Bit of history at the U.S.
I think we
have.
I think we have.
the history of the U.S. Open in golf, as John Rahm, only 3 weeks ago, was out of the Memorial Tournament after being contracted with coronavirus, actually won the U.S. Open by 2 strokes and winning his first ever major title. He finished 4 under par, shooting 67 today, and a 1-stroke victory over Louis Oosthuizen. Rahm was leading by 6 strokes in the Memorial Tournament, only to be pulled out after he contracted tested positive for you-know-what, as I call it. You call it coronavirus.
Right.
I call it
you-know-what,
because we all know what it is by now. So anyway, just found out that a little while ago that that the Vegas Golden Knights had just tied the series up against Montreal, and that happened just about a minute and a half into the first overtime. How do you like that? So that series is tied at 2. Yeah, I mean we're getting quite a few good series here. You know, in these playoffs. And if you like upsets, well, guess what? The Atlanta Hawks upset the top-seeded 76ers just a few minutes ago, 103-96, and take that seriously 4-3. So the top 2 seeds in the East are now eliminated. How do you like that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And if you're into Euro Cup soccer, Italy wins Group A as they beat Wales 1-0. I don't know if I ever saw any Wales in Italy, but that's another story right there. And Switzerland over Turkey, 3-1. Nobody got my order because I wanted it on Raw yesterday, but they never got it to me, so that's that. Ugh. I told them to give me on Rye bread. Yo. You guys get the joke, right? Come on.
Oh, boy.
Former Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimson is isolating from the team after testing positive for the virus. The Knights made the announcement today. He is in Montreal with game four. It was in progress as I was writing this, but the game was now over. Crimson is self-isolating and will follow recommendations from health officials and the league. And this comes just a day after Montreal coach Dominique Duchesne, who went into isolation after testing positive on Friday. So it's
it's still around,
guys. They're still playing games, but still it's not going to be taken lightly. So now we got the Bucks and the Hawks for the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay. Yeah. Greek Freak versus Trae Young. You got for nothing. On paper, it looks like an attractive matchup, but I don't know how many people are going to actually be interested in watching this series. So it can go either way. I mean, we have like the two, well, the Greek Freak's been around a while, but Trae Young is, I think, the star of the future in the NBA. When you look at it, Chris Paul was ruled out for game one against the Clippers. Paul entered protocol on Wednesday. The league's rules for coronavirus isolation periods evolved throughout the season in correlation with increasing vaccine numbers. Well, he can go also as alter ego, Uncle Cliff. Okay, maybe not. I tried.
Oh boy.
I tried. Yeah, you get the idea, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right.
Okay, wrap it up.
And don't forget, these jokes are not scripted.
Nice, aren't
you? If you guys are in the hockey, Florida Panthers center Alexander Barkov won the annual C-League trophy that is given to the best defenseman in the league. Barkov was announced on Friday, just before the start of Game 3 against Montreal. That also was an overtime on Friday and then dragged quickly. And this was the first year he won as a finalist, his first year. Barkov is in rare company, becoming only the 5th player ever to win the C-League and Lady Byng Trophy that he won back in 2019, which is what we call the NHL's version of the Good Conduct Medal. All right, so that hit the music going. So that means I'm going to wrap it up. I'll be back next week with more interesting news and more bad jokes. So, on that note, I'll turn back over to Franklin, and good night, Los Angeles.
Hey, thank you very much, Brother Louie. All right. We're going to be leaving a little early tonight, so we'll see you next week. Next Saturday, Words of Inspiration. Come and join us, 6 o'clock. Sunday morning, Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper. And then tomorrow, Sunday night, Latrice Lawrence will join us on the show. 90 Soul Sundays. Good night.